The Forest of a Thousand Eyes by Frances Harding. Read by Eleanor Bennett. The Wall and the Green.
Your problem,
Old Ember muttered, as he shaved Feather's head,
is that you get ideas.
Feather kept her ears folded down with her fingertips to keep them out of the way of Ember's hurried, business-like rakes across her scalp. She was used to both the razor and the old man's lectures. The best way to survive them was to hold still and say nothing, though she seldom managed the latter.
A map?
Ember gave a huff under his breath.
What were you planning to do with that? Better pluck that burr out of your thoughts before it takes root.
How am I supposed to do that? Feather couldn't help asking. I can't unthink it.
It's amazing what you can do if you try,
growled Ember.
Anyway, don't go doing anything stupid or getting yourself killed. There, you're done.
He gave the uneven stubble of Feather's head a rough, affectionate tousle, then nudged her to get her going. She relinquished the stool to the next kid waiting for their weekly head shave and sidled out past the queue. Of necessity, all the rooms within the stronghold of the Wall were long and narrow, with stone floors, walls, and ceilings. The only windows were round, palm-sized panes of clouded rock crystal, currently letting in the early morning light. Already those on broom duty were sweeping the floors in case tiny seeds had been brought in by accident. Rubbing her scalp and feeling for nicks, Feather made her way towards the sallyport, trying not to scowl. Old Ember had called her thoughts burrs, and that stung. Burrs were the enemy. Burrs were the secret infiltrators that could destroy everyone. She could have argued. She wanted to argue. Today, however, she couldn't afford to draw attention to herself. The unfamiliar weight of the object in her pocket banged against her hip. I'll put it back soon, before anyone notices, she thought, hoping her face wasn't flushing a guilty red. Feather hoped the changing room might be empty, and was frustrated to see her younger sister Cherry hovering by the door, looking apologetic and hugging the small, scaled shape curled in her arms.
I don't want to talk to you, said Feather, with unusual sharpness.
I'm sorry, said Cherry, with her big-eyed, sad look that was supposed to make everything all right. I only told one person. I didn't know everyone would make such a fuss.
Well, they did, said Feather, pushing